Tuesday morning, and welcome to the Lady Light Podcast, an inspirational podcast. I am your host, Kimberly Gladney, and today we are talking about surrender. Yes, surrender. Surrender requires what? Giving of oneself, which can be quite the challenge for many of us. Surrender requires letting go of what you had in mind and allowing God to do what God does. What God has in mind always exceeds our limited vision. I like to say giving up my idea for God's idea, which is always far better than what I can ever imagine or dream. And so that has been my experience. And well, we are blessed today to have someone that has a beautiful story of surrender join the podcast today. And so let me tell you a little bit about her. Lady Lakia Marion was born and raised in Knoxville, Tennessee. Lakia grew up in a family of faith. Some of her fondest childhood memories are those of church pews, choirs, pulpits, and potlucks. I'm sure many of you had that same type of upbringing. And so these memories have shaped her love for God, family, and community. Lakia holds a BA degree in sociology from Lane College in Jackson, Tennessee, and is currently pursuing a Master of Divinity at Mercer University's McAfee School of Theology in Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, we are seminary colleagues, and I love Lakia, and I know you're going to love her too. And so Lakia serves as an active member in her local church in Norcross, Georgia, and feels that she is called to those who experience trauma or have experienced trauma. And so Lakia has served in areas of administration, outreach, and ministry facilitation. In her leisure, Lakia enjoys nature walks, snuggling up to a good book, and spending quality time with family and friends. And I love doing all of that. And so, listeners, join me in welcoming Lakia to the podcast. Welcome, Lakia.
Hello, hello, everyone. And hi, Kimberly. Thanks for having me here.
Yes, so thrilled that you are here. And I'm just looking forward to you just as a minister, just ministering to the listeners today through your story and through what you're going to share on today. And so, Lakia, we're talking about the word surrender. Surrendering to God, you know, to be more specific. And so what does it mean to you to fully surrender to God?
Yeah, so surrender for me, and what I'm learning is it means putting my full weight on God and trusting him to hold me, lead me, guide me, love me, protect me, to be all that I need. But it starts with putting my full weight into that, just leaning on him fully in all that I do.
Wow, that is so good. And that requires, when you said full weight, it's like, woo, that's a lot, right?
Yes, it requires trust too.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say. It requires trust. Mm-hmm. It requires submission. There's so much in the surrender to God. And so I like that, your full weight. That is so good. And so how has surrender played out in your life over the years up to the present moment?
Yeah, so I actually have two stories of this, but I'll give a brief of both and the longer version of the newest story of surrender. So Ari was needing a job back in late 2014 and could not find a job. And I moved to Atlanta, Georgia in 2013. And I had auditioned for Disney because I moved to Georgia to be a dancer. So I was looking for a job and I couldn't find anything. So I went to bed, took a nap, and I woke up And I just said, Lord, I've looked everywhere. I've tried to find a place to get employment, but I can't find anything. I said, whatever you have for me, Lord, I surrender. I just surrender and I receive it. And not shortly after, I receive a call, and I missed the call because I didn't recognize the number. But when I listened to the voicemail, it was a woman named Jennifer Mahoney. She said, hello, Akia. My name is Jennifer Mahoney. Your application just came across my desk, and we were wondering if you would still be interested in being a performer for Disney Cruise Line. And that just sent me into this praise. I was like, are you kidding me? And here's the thing. I auditioned for that crew for the Disney job like months prior, and I got cut from the audition. So that wasn't even on my radar at all, but it was through prayer and surrender that the opportunity came forth. So that's one story, one quick
So
story.
awesome. I love that story. Yes.
Yes, and the second story is more recent, and it deals with prayer and fasting that started early this year. I did a fast and prayer with my corporate a corporate fast and prayer with my church, and my prayer was, Lord, whatever you want to accomplish in me, do it. Whatever you want to accomplish. And to culminate or cap off the corporate fast, Victory Church does a service called Thirst, and it's worship and prayer, just worship and prayer. All the church congregation come together to worship and praise God. And on January the 28th, a minister came up after some worship songs, and he said, I have an impression that God is putting upon me that there are some of you who need to let go of some things and let God fully in. And I did. I let God fully in, and I was carrying a lot. And by letting him in, I was just broken at his feet before him, before God, and just it felt safe to be completely abandoned to God and worship and praise because I let him in. I let him fully in. And when I got up from that time of worship, prayer, and praise, I felt so much lighter. And there was nothing, absolutely nothing holding me. And I'm still feeling the effects of that today. That was in January 28th of this year. And afterwards, I get up off the floor, and the founding pastor, Pastor Dennis Rouse, gets up and he lets out this shout. And I could identify with that shout. And it was because the shout, it was the shout of like a battle cry of victory won. And suddenly I just felt this like jolt of joy because I knew I was set free. I knew God accomplish whatever he set out to do in me through that prayer and fasting time and then surrendering completely to him. And like I just had this like jolt of joy spring up. And before I knew it, Kimberly, I kid you not, I'm jumping up and down because of joy, wrapped up in joy, because I know I'm free and God set me free. Like I was delivered from years of intimidation and fear, things that I didn't even know that was holding me. I was set free, and I cried out to the Lord. Like the psalmist says, I cried out to the Lord and he heard me and defeated all my enemies, not the ones of flesh and blood, but of rulers, principalities and authorities in the unseen realm. So like there were things that God was fighting for me. He was being my defender in that moment. And I was set free. Like I said, after 35 years, there was intimidation and accusations gone. And I'm just free. And I'm free to live for God all the days of my life. And it began with surrender and trusting that he will catch and carry me, and that he heard my prayer and my cry. And I walked away from that encounter January 28th with the peace of God and with peace with God, and he gave me joy. And I have joy, like undeniable joy. I can't even explain it. Like, it just keeps washing over me, but it started with surrender.
That is so beautiful. And that's what surrender does. It's like cast your cares on God because he cares for you. And that's what surrender does when we just give it all over to God. Like you said, that fully weight, like you fully surrender, just give it to God. Then that allows him to do what God does, whether it be deliverance, from certain situation, whether it's healing or restoration. When we surrender, God can do all of these things. And I love your story because I know what that feels like. And I know some of our listeners know, what that feels like.
Yes, Lord.
And as I'm
Yes,
listening to you, I just have a question here. As I'm
yes.
listening, it's a follow-up question because I know that you feel that you're a call to help those who have experienced trauma, right? So it seems like you have been carrying some things, with you yourself, and so just to hear this, and to hear that deliverance and that freedom, how much better now can you help those,
My God.
who have experienced and experienced trauma. And so I just see a connection there, and that is so good. Yes.
Yes. And that's one of the things that also sends me into just this praise of gratitude, because it's like God has revealed himself to be my defense. He's my defender. And I think from my own experience, what has been my struggle with surrendering is trusting that God can really have, he really has my back, and he's my defense, because I have a tendency to self-protect because of some of the things I have walked through. But I've learned that he really is committed to our healing and wholeness, and he desires for everyone to experience joy, deliverance, and freedom. He desires that for every person. He's committed to that. So yes, to everything you said about the connection between feeling called to those who have experienced trauma, there is a connection there, because the same freedoms that I'm walking in now, and that God will, I believe, will continuously walk me through, I desire to be an agent of healing in the same way, walking alongside others, helping them find that rest and that peace that is found in God's arms, that surrender.
Yeah, that is so good, Lakia, and so powerful. I love that. I love that. And so, yeah, you've already talked about, that area that you were struggling in. So, what is one of your favorite stories of surrender in the Bible?
I would have to say, oh man, the story of Mary, sister of Martha, and Lazarus anointing Jesus' feet with expensive perfume and wiping his feet with her hair. I just absolutely love that passage, that story. And it's found in the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 3. And we are found there. It's located 6 days before Passover. And the story not only displays worship and adoration of Jesus, but for me, it speaks to the life of surrender to God. So, like, Mary and her sister Martha had just witnessed the miracle of Jesus raising their brother Lazarus from the dead. He was dead for 4 days, and she was experiencing grief and mourning. Just imagine that. And then the joy that came after witnessing her brother's resurrection and his body being fully restored to health. I just imagine that that solidified Mary's faith and anchored her trust in Jesus. And she saw then and recognized who he was, that he was indeed the Lamb of God. And her only response to that truth was to anoint him. And I equate that with, when God reveals who he is to us in our times of need, our response will inevitably be surrender and worship. And in this case, Mary was worshiping him with her whole self, mind, body, and spirit. So when I read that story, it's knowing, and especially knowing that God has set me free, like every time I think about that work he did, it just sends me to into praise and gratitude. And like Mary, I want to just live a life of gratitude because of the incomparable joy that I have now. Like, there's so much joy from it, and it's I lay my life down to follow Christ. I that's my desire, to just follow him because of what he has done for me. And that means committing my life to daily surrender. And there might be times where I still struggle and I wrestle with that, but the Lord is with me. He's revealed that I'm walking you through all of this, and my hope is that my life just shouts yes to God in word and deed, just shouts yes every day of my life.
Yes, every day. And I like that what you said, the daily surrender, because I have to remind myself, during daily life, things arise and we try to carry those things. We begin to worry and have, a little anxiety and try to carry these things ourselves. And then we have to remember, wait, we have a God who's with us, who's ever present, who doesn't want us to worry, who doesn't want us to carry these things ourselves. Because he is with us, yeah, he is with us, and I have to remember, yes, God is my shield, he is my buckler, he is my refuge, he is my daily provision. Why do I have to worry? I don't have to worry about food or clothes, even the economy that we live in. We don't have to worry as children of God, and we have to remember that daily. Because that worry sets in,
Yes, it does. In our humanness, it does. It does. It creeps up. And what I'm thankful for as well is learning to go to the word to anchor me and to wield the word as my sword, as my weapon for when those things come up. Worries and concerns, just wielding it. Like what you said, the Lord is with me. He is my shield and buckler. If there's financial things, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And just things like that, just standing on his word to anchor us will is paramount in those hard times, when that human tendency to lean towards worry and pick up burdens that we're not meant to carry. So yeah, that's so true. Just I had to remember, God, you are with me and you got me. Help me just again put my full weight on you again daily.
That's so good. My full weight. That is so good. And so what encouragement can you share with the listeners? Maybe someone's listening who maybe have a financial issue. Maybe they're like, oh God, I'm living from paycheck to paycheck. Look at the prices. I have my children. Maybe there's a single mom. Maybe there's someone who's not feeling well. I've had a long season of not feeling well in my body. Maybe there's someone who needs healing. Maybe there's someone who lost a loved one, someone near and dear to them. All of these scenarios, require a surrender. It requires a yes, like you said. It requires putting that full weight on God and letting Him have it. So, Lakia, what encouragement can you share with the listeners? Just a last, word of encouragement for the listeners regarding surrender.
Yes, I think what makes surrender challenging, as we said it earlier, is it involves stepping into unknown in the unknown territory and relinquishing control of what we're carrying, or the illusion of control in certain circumstances. And I'm discovering, and I hope it encourages anyone listening, is that there is safety in surrender more than you think. And when I let God fully in that day that I discussed, He delivered me from unseen dangers and gave my soul the needed rest I needed. That didn't mean a denial of the circumstances around me or what I was facing, but it did assure me who was with me. The God of all creation was with me, who speaks, think, spoke all life into existence, is with me. So that means that whatever I bring to God and wherever anyone is in their life right now, know that God's in the middle of it with you. He has open arms and invites you to place your full weight. I keep saying that, your full weight on Him, and wants to carry you and give you rest. He desires to carry you. So I encourage you to let Him in, even if it means admitting your fears, your doubts, your disappointments, even if you have to cry it out. Go to Him with that, and He will provide the covering that you need.
That is so good. And Lakia, I'm just going to ask you to just say a prayer, a closing prayer for the listeners before we close out this beautiful podcast.
Yes. So, Heavenly Father, I just say thank you for this time with my sister, Kimberly Gladney, and for her life and what she's doing here to create a platform for people to be encouraged and to find healing. So, Lord, I just thank you for the safety of surrender. And Lord, I just ask that when our hearts become anxious and we seek to find our own way, God, remind us that we don't need to figure it all out. Remind us that your faithfulness is a shield and buckler. Remind us that we can rest in your sovereignty because you know all things. And in your arms, we can find rest. And to be in your presence is fullness of joy and freedom. You have gone before us, and you know the plans you have for us. And may this truth encourage us and helps us lean into your surrender and trusting that you will carry us all the days of our life. In Jesus' name, I
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, Lakia, for being a part of the podcast today. It has been such a blessing.
Oh, thank you so much. I enjoyed this, and I just thank you for what you're doing, and I just pray that you continue to keep going. Keep going. Thank
Thank you. I received that. Keep going. It's funny that you say that because I got a call from one of the elders the other day, and I told her I was like, I'm in transition. But she
you.
had a dream about me, and in her dream, it was keep going, pushing me forward.
Amen. Thank you,
So,
Lord.
yeah, so Lakia, that's the second confirmation. So I'm gonna take that as confirmation to just keep moving forward. It's all about surrender, right?
Amen to that.
Well, I hope that you have enjoyed today's podcast and will join for more Tuesday morning inspiration. Again, special thanks to Lakia for joining today's podcast. And as always, thanks to you for listening. And remember, look, I love what Lakia said. You can put your full weight on God today. Cast your cares on Him. Cast your cares on God because He cares for you. Bye for now and have a blessed day.